Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Check. 1, 2, 3. The ICP in the place to be.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Gay or what?
Vince in the Bay.
Another edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Monday, Manic Monday, January 14, 2013. Welcome, everybody. Ah, good times, good times. Check, test 1, 2, test 1, 2. What do you mean? X Knight in the chat room is saying you're getting a bit quiet there, Vince. Is it better now? Can you hear me? Hello? I'm fine now. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, there was bacon in my mouth. Right. My bad. Good times. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. It's Manic Monday. And looking forward to tonight's episode. Going to have special guest Lee Stranahan from BreitbartNews.com. He's been covering the Steubenville rape case. He actually went to Steubenville and did some investigative reporting, and he's working on a story right now that is going to come out, I guess, later this week. And I've invited him on to share with us some of his findings. He was able to uncover or get a copy of the probable cause transcript testimony from that case. and been sharing bits and pieces of it online. So that's been quite interesting. And he's been out there debunking a lot of the information that's been flung around by various entities, including CNN, mainstream media, and Anonymous. Some of the things that he has reported is that Steubenville. Well, these are among the widely reported and false claims that he has pointed out in his blog here. He says that Steubenville is so corrupt that there is no justice. That is a false claim. Another false claim, there has been a massive cover-up in the case. He disputes that. Also disputes that the victim was drugged, put in a car to bring to a series of parties, urinated on, and left for dead in a field. Another false claim, he says, is that there are a number of witnesses to the assaults who have not come forward. Another misnomer, according to Stranahan, the school's football coaches were involved in the night's activities. Not true, according to Stranahan. That the football players were given easy or preferential treatment in the case appears to be incorrect, according to Stranahan. No media was covering the case except for one blogger until Anonymous got involved. Apparently that is incorrect as well. What else? Oh, another false claim is that no justice would happen in the case were it not for the intervention of Anonymous. And finally, one of his last false claims he has on his blog is that the infamous video of Michael Nardianos, I can't even say that name, joking about the incident has nothing to do with the legal case. It's just a disgusting video that's going to ruin that kid's life. So there you have it. I'm Vincent the Bay. I'm going to have, for the first hour, we're going to talk about Steubenville with Lee Stranahan. And that'll be the first hour. The second hour, we're going to address the Aaron Swartz suicide and the aftermath of that. I'm going to have X-Knight come on at a certain point to chime in with Stranahan about the Steubenville case, because I know he's very curious about it as well. So that'll be the first hour, and then the second hour, X-Knight and I and whoever else wants to call in, we can discuss the Aaron Swartz suicide. Okie doke. So I'm going to take a quick break, screen some calls, and come back hopefully with Lee Stranahan of Breitbart.com. Before I do that, I want to give a big ups to my chit chatters. 56804, Anon Sicko. What up, Anon Sicko? City of Flint, Chef Bone RD, Dougie Doug, Gonzo PhD. I got a song for you later, Gonzo, so don't go away. Kevin W. Barnes, Melissa 13. Hello, Miss Melissa 13. Norwalk, Knickknack, Radio Stranahan. That's right, I keep forgetting that Stranahan has his own blog talk show. That's how I first encountered him. Tales of Hair and Harry. Okay. Vert, my homeboy Vert in the house, and X-Knight. X-Knight rounding out the chat room. Okie dokily. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm going to be back in moments with Lee Stranahan, and we are going to talk about Steubenville and debunking some of the myths surrounding that case. Be right back.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Hey, I'm going to talk to you. It said I was unmuted. Can anyone hear me now? Okay. Then I'll talk until Vince comes back.
Dude, that was, you guys just missed the greatest transition and introduction of Lee Stranahan of all time. But I was muted. So yeah.
Fuck it.
I'm not gonna say it again.
Right, you're just lying. There was no good transition or anything.
Oh, man.
Try it again.
I had a great... All right. We'll do it again. Hang on.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Broadcasting live from the Bay to Bombay, back to the BK and down to LA. You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Oh, motherfucking Jaya, motherfuckers. Vince the Bay back in this. I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Well, now it's an hour and 45 minutes because I've dicked around so much here. But the first part of my program tonight is dedicated to an update on the whole Steubenville case. You know, just when everybody's moving on to Aaron Swartz, people are already forgetting about Steubenville. People already forgot about the Denver shooting, the Batman movie theater shooting. Nobody talks about that shit. Nobody's following up on that shit. But I'll tell you who's keeping up with the Steubenville situation. It's my homie, Lee Stranahan, from BreitbartNews.com. He's been on the ground in Steubenville, snooping around and doing some investigatory work. And he's here tonight to share with us some of what he's uncovered. So without any further ado, welcome Lee Stranahan.
I'm all about sharing, Vince. There you go. That was my intro to me. So what do you want to talk about?
I'm really curious as to what you found, like what was the most revelatory thing you found during your time at Steubenville?
Well, you know, I would say that the actions of Anonymous and this blogger, Alexandria Goddard, and the people who've been promoting these false memes about the Steubenville rape case are really messing with Steubenville's mind. One of the things that I did was I would just go to sort of restaurants or bars, like to eat, you know, and I would sit near groups of people and I would just sort of quietly listen. And I would see if people were talking about what was going on with Anonymous and the attacks and everything. And every place I went, I didn't, because in other words, if I go into a bar, right, and I walk up to someone, I go, hi, I'm a writer, I'm working on the Steubenville story. What do you think about it? I've kind of spoiled the sample, right? Like, I asked them
sure.
about it, right? So rather than do that, I would sit and listen to see if people were on their own talking about it. And literally every place I went, the people were talking about it. And they were saying stuff. So, you know, I went to Yorgos, which is a...
Dude, are you kidding me? this is probably the best thing that's ever happened to that town. They're like, holy shit, we're like Hollywood now.
No, it's not the best thing. It is miserable. And they hate it. They hate the way the media is distorting it. They hate the way the media gets it wrong. And every single person who I talk to, and then, you know, I would listen if they talk about it. Then I'd approach them. I'd say, well, I'm a writer. I'm working on this story. Then they would, everyone said, not a single person. You know, you talk about how the town, one of the lies is about how the town split over it and they're defending it. Every single person who I spoke to was like, you know, you feel really bad for the girl and what happened and everything like that. We just don't like them lying about us. And this is a town that's got some real, I don't drive. So I have to walk places. There's no mass transit there either. So I had to walk all over town. And when you walk through a place as opposed to driving through it, you sort of see things differently because you're going by them in slow motion. And Steubenville's got some very poor areas. I ended up walking through this one area where I was like, no, this is a really poor area. And you can also tell, you know, in the downtown area, there's like some closed shops and stuff like that. That, you know, and nothing's open late. That's another factor. Like I tried to go out to that spot bar that they talk about, and we went out at 12:30. Bars close at 2 a.m. in Ohio. The spot bar was closed at 12:30. So there's like, and there's no Denny's. Like, and I'm not saying Denny's is the height of culture, but at least it's some place you can go at 1 in the morning and smoke cigarettes and eat chili or whatever, right? There's nothing like that there. There's nothing open. So if you're a kid in Steubenville, much less an adult, I mean, I checked Yelp on my phone when the spot bar was closed. The nearest thing that was open was 23 miles away. The nearest, like, restaurant or anything or bought anything was 23 miles away. And you might as well go into Pittsburgh at that point because Pittsburgh is only about 40 minutes away. And that's a real, you know, Pittsburgh's a real city. So, you know, now, on the other hand, so let's talk about the good stuff, right? The school was really nice. And one thing they don't talk about is Steubenville has the number one rated high elementary school, forgive me, elementary school, Hunter, I think it's Hunter Academy. It's called number one rated elementary school in the entire state of Ohio. Highest test scores, very, very good early education. The high school looked, you know, like an old high school that they'd retrofitted stuff onto, and the retrofitted stuff was very nice. Walking through downtown, it was interesting. There were a couple of, like, recording studios that advertised, like, we have 128-track recording and stuff. And I'm like, but, you know, RZA from Wu-Tang is from Steubenville. So I'm like, oh, okay, I'll bet there's lots of people who are like, okay, well, RZA made
what?
It here.
What? RZA? No, I thought RZA was from Staten Island, dude.
No, he's, I'm
with Wikipedia getting that shit, dude.
Yeah, hang on, let me do it. I'm as sure as I can. RZA's from there. I know.
RZA
ODB's from Staten Island.
Yeah. I met ODB's older brother. Papa Wu.
And what's his name?
He goes by Papa Wu.
Oh.
Yeah, if you listen to one of their albums, the intro is just like this old black dude just rambling on about shit. That's Papa Wu.
I thought we'd
talk to him. He rambled on in front of me for about an hour. It was pure entertainment. That guy is... The wheels are turning upstairs with that guy.
Here it is right here. During your stay in Steubenville, Rizzo was hit with an attempted murder charge. So there you go. There's a little bit of a...
Wait, Rizzo has an attempted murder charge there?
Yeah, in Steubenville. Maybe that's why he left. Yeah, no, he's from Steubenville. Right there. Rizzo and Dean Martin.
Dude, Rizzo, are you kidding me? It says he was born in Brownsville, Brooklyn, dude.
I don't know where he was born. He was raised, dude. Why would I make up RZA?
I'm talking about the same RZA. I'm talking about RZA from Wu-Tang Clan, dude.
Me too. RZA. Dude.
Yeah. There you go, dude. Check that out. He's from Brownsville. Brownsville. I don't know if you've been to Brownsville. I've been to Brownsville, dude. That shit is Scary, bro.
I don't know where he was born, but he was raised in RZA. He wrote about it in his book. I guarantee you, dude. I guarantee you.
I think he's talking about a different RZA, dude.
Altogether. No, there's no
That dude
RZA.
Lived in NYC his entire time, dude.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you. This is a Village
right.
Voice article. Excuse me. Okay.
So
this
tell
can
me
be
about...
Easy.
What?
Jesus, God. We need the internet to settle these things.
Don't give me that flu. Everybody else is getting it.
Oh, man. All my kids are sick, and it's just it's bad.
All right. So
my wife is worn out anyway. So,
yeah.
I thought it was interesting that they were like recording studios in the Main Street. A couple of them were like, hey, we're a recording studio and stuff like that. So I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. And there's Franciscan University there, which is a Catholic college, and that was really nice. And I had some really good old-school Italian food, which you can't get. It's hard to get old-school Italian food anymore because everyone wants to do, like, pesto and, like, frou-frou Italian food. This was like, you know, meatballs. Like, okay, homemade sausage. It was very good. And so, I mean, you know, I looked at it and I'm like, you know, this is a town that's not unlike a lot of Rust Belt towns that, you know, they're having trouble getting stuff in downtown. You know, they've lost population. But,
yeah, okay, so I get a general sense of what the aura is there. Tell me about these probable cause transcripts that you uncovered. What have been the highlights from that?
Well, I guess, the biggest headline on those is that you see how much of the stuff is complete BS that is you heard about the story. So, for instance, the stuff about there's a rumor she was transported in a truck. Not true. There's a rumor she was completely unconscious as they brought her from party to party. Not true. In fact, the parties, let's talk about the parties, right? There was really one, what I would call a party, and then there were two, what I would call sad teen gatherings. The party had like 40 or 50 people at it drinking out of solo cups. By the way, the solo cups are in the transcript. They're asked about the red cups, so there's solo cups. Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah. Dude.
Did we lose Lee? Hello.
I can hear you. Vince, I can hear you.
Wow. My bad. Damn, that was a trip. I got knocked off of Skype. Check, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2. Wow. Let's reopen the chat here. Damn, we still got a lot of folks in the chat room. Who do we got here? We got 56804, Anon Sicko, City of Flint, Chef Bone RD, Dallison, Dougie Dougie, Gonzo PhD, bunch of guest listeners / lurkers, Holly B in the place to be, Kevin Barnes, Little Lion, Melissa 13, Norwack, Knick Knack, Patty Whack, Give a Dog a Bone, our guest tonight, Radio Stranahan, Tales of Hair and Harry, Vert, the homie Vert in the house, X Knight in the building, X You Out in the place to be, and XX Geist XX in the fucking building. All right, is this thing on? Yeah, refresh. Test 1 2 2 2. Can you guys hear me down there? Yo, X Knight, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, man. Can you hear me?
I absolutely can hear you. I just got bumped off of Skype. BTR and Skype just don't work.
Dude, you need to start calling in with your phone, man. Come on.
But I can do it free through Skype.
Yeah, but dude, something happens with your connection every time, dude.
I'm a target, man. I'm just a sitting duck. People would just come by my show and they go, dude, this show sucks. I'm going to DDoS him off his fucking show for a second.
I mean, do you even realize when you're calling in with Skype, your IP is, you know, showing every time?
I don't give a shit.
Dude, I guarantee I could go to a website and have your IP in about 3 minutes.
I don't doubt it, bro. I don't doubt it. That's why people do it. I hate it when they do it. Because it disrupts the show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so X Knight, I'm bringing you on now. I'm bringing Stranahan back. X Knight, you're really interested in this Steubenbell thing. Do you have any questions for Stranahan?
Well, I've been watching some of the stuff he's been posting out, mainly just observing. I realize that a lot of what's been pushed out there has been a little falsified from what I understand, from what he's saying. And I can actually kind of see that. For example, I mean, it wasn't really Anonymous that made this whole thing public. They already knew about the situation before Anonymous got involved. And I think all they've really been doing is kind of blowing the situation up and making it harder for this trial to go on, because people's opinions are kind of being swayed, and everyone already has this precast judgment on everything, and that's definitely going to affect the outcome of the trial for sure. Yeah.
Well, can I tell you, the other thing that I think is dangerous about this is actually, because the trial, it's juvenile, so it's going to be in front of a judge. There's no jury, okay? So you've got less of a factor there. But I'll tell you what is a big factor is witnesses coming forward. Now, so I want you to picture this, right? You're a witness, and you have to pass, and you're like a teenager, right? You're like 16. And there's 1,000 people in mask outside the courtroom. That's exactly what the attorneys in the case have told me. I talked to the attorney for Trent Mays, and he said he just wants a fair trial, but he's worried he's going to have a difficult time getting witnesses. I literally heard people saying they wanted to pull their kids out of school because of the bomb threat that was there. The whole Anonymous Guy Fox mask thing, you got to understand, like, if you haven't seen V for Vendetta and you're like 50 or 60, that freaks you the fuck out. It is, they have no idea what that is. None. And
my
they just
concern,
know
my concern here is you know, you got, yeah, all these people out here in the Guy Fawkes mask, and they have this precast judgment. I seen the transcripts, the ones that you put the image out there, and I, you know, hand typed everything I read out, right?
Yeah, right, right. Yeah.
And I'm reading this, and from what I understand from that small portion I read, I mean, when I heard about the story from the anonymous side of everything, it sounded like this big, brutal, oh my God, we raped the fuck out of her type shit, right?
Right.
And when
right.
I read the transcripts, it sounds more like they were taking advantage of a girl who was drunk. You know, and not necessarily this big, brutal rape. And I'm not defending them in any way, but I'm pointing out what I notice, you know, the difference between what they say and what's in the transcripts from the witnesses.
Well, and that's what, no, you hit on a really good point, and that's exactly what I'm worried about, because I've written about brutal rapes before. I wrote about this thing called Dunbar Village in Miami that Al Sharpton came in and defended, and it's the most heinous thing you've ever heard of in your life. And I've had a number of friends, you know, women I've known, who've been raped. And I've talked to them extensively behind the scenes when I've been working on this story to make sure I'm not just a dumb guy on it. And
right.
I have a problem with calling, when you call every rape a brutal gang rape, and there's no yeah. violence in it, like in this one, what you do is you diminish. The next time people hear about a brutal gang rape, they're going to be like, oh, are you just, what is it, another thing like that?
Yeah.
That didn't, that was bad, but it didn't seem brutal to me. And that's what I think it's, you know, that's what
not,
it, the problem is to me. It's
trying,
all great. It's all bad.
Not
but
trying
like,
to give anyone, sorry.
Yeah, no, no,
not
no,
trying
no.
to give anyone too much of a visual here, but, I mean, the transcript's already given enough of a visual. It sounded like he was trying to get his, penis in her mouth for quite a while, so he was waiting for her to be, I guess, willing under the intoxication. Now, it doesn't make it any less of a rape because she was intoxicated. He was taking advantage of that, but he wasn't so much forcing himself into her, you know?
And he also stopped, which was an interesting detail
yeah.
that they seemed to be surprised by. He didn't keep doing it, which is,
right.
is again not exactly what you're hearing. And
exactly.
And I don't, like I say, I don't want to get into the whether, look, there's a completely valid issue of whether she could have possibly consented or not.
Oh, she couldn't have. This is most definitely a rape. It's just not as brutal as
well,
it was made out to be.
I'm not willing to go that far in the sense that we have not heard from the suspect's side yet. The probable cause hearing, there's no defense there whatsoever.
Remember
and,
the Duke Lacrosse case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Seriously,
well,
let it play out, folks. Relax. Relax.
This
is going to be a process.
Here's the thing we know. We know that she had a relationship with the guy. She was in a relationship with the guy. And once again, I'm married. I could rape my wife. That's legally possible. However,
yeah.
I could also try to wake my wife up, let's say, and that's not necessarily rape. It's rape if you, like, to me, it's rape if you push it. Now, again, we don't know what the defense is in this case at all. We don't know how much of a relationship we had. We don't know if they've been together. We don't know what she says. But what's also interesting is we haven't heard from the victim either. The person, the alleged victim in this thing, we have not heard from at all. So,
well, I would say that's a lot on their attorney's part, saying, hey, don't talk about this. You might incriminate yourself, you know?
Right. Yeah. No, right. Well, yeah. And well, no. I don't think it's that. I don't think it's that, quite honestly. I think it's that her parents are the ones who brought this, and that's in the transcript too, that her parents are the ones who brought this prosecution.
Yeah.
So, and she says she doesn't remember anything for that night. And so
well,
therefore,
completely intoxicated. So
yes,
the only
so she's not
real proof. Go ahead.
She's not. No, I was just going to say she's not a useful witness for that night. Now, she might be a useful witness for what the relationship was. The other thing it's a factor is, and again, no one, very few people bring it up, but she sent the guy a note the next day, a text, according to his lawyer, that says, I know you didn't rape me. So that's, according to his lawyer, he sent her that note saying, I know you didn't rape me.
And she was a total party girl. She was a total party girl.
Well,
you know, young, they're trying to have fun, they're exploring, you know, things get a little out of hand, you got alcohol, shit's bound to happen. They're going to get whatever, statutory rape or some shit like that? I don't know.
They're all legal age, actually.
Yeah, I don't know.
Another thing I'm worried about, Lee, is I know me and you...
Oh, that's right. It's definitely legitimate rape, though. Gonzo PhD puts, makes a fine point, just as Todd Aiken explains about legitimate rape. This woman was legitimately raped because she didn't get pregnant, all right?
Well,
that's how we know. Right, Todd?
From what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist.
Yeah,
yeah, that guy made himself sound like an idiot.
Legitimate rape.
So what were you saying next?
I was saying one thing I'm worried about is I know me and you have been ripping the names out of the transcripts, but a lot of other people aren't. Her name's out there, all right? And
it's been out there since the get-go. Are you kidding me?
You know how
it's
nothing
really easy.
By the internet, dude. Nothing gets by the internet.
Right. Yeah. Right, but you know how teens are. You know how teens are. If there's some sort of accusation thrown at her, words like slut and whore are going to be thrown around, and she's going to find herself up in a situation like, I don't want to say the name, but Amanda Todd, you know, where she's being, go ahead.
I hate that. And, I actually have a piece up that I'm working on. I'm kind of trying to figure out what to say about it, talk about the idea of sexual insults and, like, throwing slut and whore around. I'm not one of those people who – I'm completely opposed to that stuff. And, you know, people have, like, said, well, gee, Lee's writing about this, and he shot nude photos. Well, yeah, I'm not hung up sexually. So I think I'm a pretty good person to write about a story like this because I was able to write about John Edwards and go, you know what? I've been married twice. I cheated. I'm not a prude who's, like, holding Edwards to, like, this artificial standard. And in this case, like I said, I've had plenty of friends who've been raped, and it's an awful thing. And I want justice in this. And I hate people who call when I bring up the idea that, okay, well, she'd been drinking. What if it was consensual? They're like, oh, well, you're blaming the victim. No, I'm not. I'm saying if it was consensual, if it was a guy she was dating, there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. You know, lots of people like lots of different things sexually, which was kind of the point of my photography when I did it years ago, was I shot a variety of people doing stuff. And so I have no problem with that. I hate it. What's the male equivalent of slut or whore?
The male equivalent of slut or whore is male. That's pretty much how it goes. All right, folks. We're gonna take a quick break here. I want to encourage folks to call in at this juncture. If you're listening and you have anything you want to add to this topic, the Steubenville rape case. If not, we're gonna come back and finish it up with X Knight and Stranahan. And also, I want to take this moment to. Say, first of all, Sidekicko, you should call in, bro, at least in the second hour. but here's a little promo. My next show will be Thursday night, 9 p.m., and my guest that night will be Boots Riley. Boots Riley from The Coup. He has just released a new record, got through doing a worldwide tour for the Coup's new album. And this is the single from that album. It's called The Magic Clap. And I know people in the chat room like to call it The Magic Fap. I'm going to go take a real fap and be right back. Call in if you want to ask Lee or X Knight something, or if you want to weigh in on this topic before we move on to the second hour. 347-826-7667 is the number. Be right back.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say.
Stop hating in the Bay.
Here's my CD, by the way.
In your deck, press
play.
Hear what I gotta say. That's right, folks. If we just did as Selassie say, stop hating in the Bay, everything would be just fine. All right, we're getting ready to close out hour number one with my guest, Lee Stranahan. I also have X Knight with me. We've been talking about the Steubenville rape case. Lee,
Sam Leandro, represent.
Who? What?
There you go. San Leandro represent. That's what I said.
San Leandro represent. Okay, dude.
That's all. I used to live in San Leandro. That's all. I thought I'd throw that
yeah.
in.
Yeah. I'm familiar with San Leandro. How long ago, for how long were you in San Leandro?
East like a year and a half. It's 79 to 80. Long time ago. I went to Chabot. Long time ago.
Wow. That's
yeah,
another...
Long time ago.
Another... Yeah. Yeah. So what was it? So you were around when Lincoln was really alive. That's crazy.
Oh,
I still haven't seen that film yet. I still have yet to see that and Django.
Yeah, I don't see films.
I used to be such a fucking film nerd, and I'm so turned off by it now. Like, they just have the Golden Globes. I normally would, like, pay attention. I don't give a fuck. But I love little documentaries, little indie films, like the film you did and the film that Brian Knappenberger did. And, you know, that's just a typical...
Well, I got to thank you, because watching We Are Legion, the story of the hacktivist documentary, that really... I sort of barely knew who Commander X was, but that stuck him firmly in my head. So when I saw he was involved in this Steubenville thing, it just immediately... Oh, okay. That dude, because he's the guy behind Local Leaks.
Yeah, he goes way back, man. I remember he was part of Operation Bart. My first real exposure to Anonymous, he was part of that. He was part of Operation Orlando. He did a lot of class. Obviously, he did tons of stuff in Santa Cruz. See, the thing is, the thing that disappoints me about cases like his and like this Schwartz kid who just committed suicide is, you know, you wish they would take their case all the way, or Assange, you wish they would just take their case and challenge it to the end, you know, and not bail out, because there's so much room to set precedents right now with cyber crimes and cyber criminal activity. I would definitely be an advocate for less harsh prison terms for cyber crimes. I don't think the punishment fits the crime in a lot of cyber cases, and I feel like a lot of people are missing out on a chance to help set precedents. And I commend people like Weave, for example, who says, fuck it, I'm just going to take this shit head on, and, you know, I'm just going to be, you know, I'll take my lumps, and but I'm not going to go out without making some noise. And
you know, that's
back, he'll end up being like a Kevin Mitnick. He'll come out and be like a cult of personality, and, you know, he'll be able to do speaking fees and all that shit, and that's ultimately what it's all about, is just...
There's another aspect of this whole.
Go ahead.
Who should go?
Go ahead, Stranahan.
Well, there's another factor in the Steubenville case that very few people have talked about, which is one of the things that they're charging Mays with is like child pornography. And this is really one of those cases, forget the surrounding brutal rape aspect of it that they talk about, because that confuses it. I'm one of those people who's not sure that charging a 16-year-old for having a picture of a 16-year-old, I'm not sure using child porn statutes is the right way to do that. It's like those sexting cases that they have, right? And, here's a weird thing. The legal age of consent in Ohio is 16, right? So that means you could sleep with a girl who's 16, but you can't take her picture, right? That's weird, you know? That's weird. So, I mean, I tend to agree with you on a lot of the cybercrime stuff, and I think you make a good point. I mean, I do wish they would do it, because, you know, it is one of those things where, you know, some people have pointed out that, you know, rape has less of a penalty than hacking in some cases. That is messed up. That doesn't make sense, you know?
Totally.
But,
hey, we actually have an Anon with us on the line that I think wants to weigh in on this. Sicko, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. How's everybody doing? Long time no talk to you, Vince.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a couple of weeks. Why are you ignoring me?
I'm not. I've just kind of been disconnected from a lot lately. I haven't really been tweeting a whole lot. And
yeah. Dude, I don't blame you. Sometimes it's just Twitter overload. Social media overload.
That has my attention. Like, the Steubenville rape case, I'm just kind of like, I'm of the personal opinion that it really has, there's nothing that Anons can really do to help the situation. So it's like, that's not why I didn't come to Anonymous. I didn't start looking at the idea to fight rape cases. I came here for information and stuff like that, and that's fine. If people want to stand up for a rape victim and everything, that's cool. Be my guest. More power to you. You have my support, but it's just not something that I, as an Anon, want to be involved in. And that's why I'm not involved in it, and that's one of the beauties of Anon. I did want to say something, though. Y'all were talking about, you said that you wanted to hear, or you wanted to see more people take their case to the Supreme Court and everything. Well, one of the factors in Aaron Schwartz killing himself was the six-year pretrial. And I'm seeing it with, like, some of the, some of the PayPal 14 where they were arrested, a year ago? They're still hearing that it may be, you know, another year or two before they actually get to trial. I thought it was written in our Constitution that you have a right to a speedy trial, and it seems like with these, with the exception of the ones that plead guilty, if you decide you want to fight the case, it's going to be years and years, and it's going to take 10 or 15 years, more money than a lot of these kids have to fight these cases, and that's probably why you see a lot of them take these deals, and it's definitely was a factor, probably, and why Aaron Schwartz killed himself.
Yeah, that's a good transition to what our next subject is. I know X Knight had something he wanted to express about that. You might as well go right into it, X Knight.
Well, I just wanted to state there a lot of people have the misconception that he committed suicide all because of the trial, right? Now, he's a little bit in some of the circles that I hang out with. I would say there's about 7 degrees of separation, and a lot of people that I've been talking to say, you know, he's had issues in the past. Depression, suicidal tendencies. This isn't the first time he's considered it. And you got to really think what other personal issues might he have been dealing with. You know, see him as this public figure. We don't know what's going on in his personal life, you know?
That's why I said it was a factor. I didn't say it was the factor. It's pretty common knowledge that among programming circles, hacking circles, just online circles, you know, people who are on computers a lot, that stuff like depression and suicide and stuff like that, that's more common than you would think. A lot of people who are depressed with their lives find safe havens in computers.
The funny thing is, I have never met one programmer, one, you know, hacker that hasn't had some sort of disorder or maybe issue, whatever you want to call it. Most common one being Asperger's, but I've met a lot of developers who are bipolar, who are insomniacs, all sorts of different, and it seems to be something that's very much associated inside of the world of, you know, programming and hacking and all that, you know?
And I can't remember who, one of the few times I was actually looking at Twitter lately, some people were talking about it, and I can't remember who, so if you're listening and I'm stealing what you're talking about, I'm trying to give you credit for it here, but they said that they hoped that in light of Aaron Schwartz killing himself, maybe that's something that'll be talked about more.
I would hate for people to start using this as an example, because I mean I really think that's a little dishonorable to him. We should be remembering him for what he did, not remembering him because he's the guy who killed himself.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm hoping that maybe people will start talking about some of the conditions that some of these people are going through, you know, when it comes to and depression. I'm not saying that I hope somebody will go set up a foundation in this kid's name. I'm just saying maybe now people will, it'll be a topic that's not just known by everybody, but that's actually talked about by people too. And maybe something like this can be diverted again, because there's very few things in this world that descend to suicide.
You know, I might have to do a case study and write about it. I might do that.
As somebody who's been affected by suicide a couple times in my life, there's very few things that are as sad as a suicide, and everyone that can be prevented should be, you know. So, and I don't usually, you know, talk like that, but it is what it is.
No, this one, it seems to hit home for a lot of us because of who he was, and how he affected all of us in a way. You know, it just really hits home. In a sense, I don't know if you get what I'm trying to say there.
When you think about it, you probably are sitting there thinking about how many people you know that could have just as easily been in his position. You know?
Oh yeah,
and
definitely. I mean, it's something that's a little. It affects us all. Whether you knew him or not, because of what he did in the online community, you know, co-founder of Reddit, co-founder of Creative Commons, we're all affected. We all feel the loss with this one, you know?
This is Steve Jobs dying. This is somebody who actually did something for people.
Dude. When Steve Jobs died, all I heard was jokes, okay? I didn't really hear anyone going, oh, I'm sad because Steve Jobs died. Now, yeah, that was a sad event. But people, they were really quick to start jumping on the eye coffin and all that shit, you know?
Yeah, well, I think that's just because of the circles you run in. It was definitely between the iPad and the iPhone, the iGeneration. Everybody was definitely distraught and everything, and it was just so disgusting.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is, I don't know if you heard, Westboro Baptist Church has already organized a protest. They're going to be picketing the funeral tomorrow, about 2 hours north of me. Unfortunately, I can't make it to the counter-protest, but I know one is being organized. And I just want to say right now that I really, really hope that they keep them as far away from the funeral as possible. My heart goes out to him and his family. I'm really kind of butthurt, to say the least, that they're going to be out there protesting. I will admit, I'm butthurt over that.
If you look at it from the Westboro Baptist Church's point of view, though, it makes 100% sense that they would show up to the funeral and protest.
They're calling him a thug and a cyber criminal, but they don't know shit about his case.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure, but to them, they're looking at it as the internet just got done saying fuck you to the Westboro Baptist Church. And now this is a chance to fuck you to the internet.
It, pretty much. And the thing is, I know there's a counter-protest being arranged, and I know they're just going to ward them off just like they did at Comic-Con, just like the Foo Fighters did at, I don't remember. I remember Bush flipped them off once. Nobody fucking likes them, you know?
Bush,
Yeah, Bush flipped him off at one of the soldiers' funerals.
Really?
Yeah, dude, you can find the video. He just straight up flipped him off. It was probably the best thing I've ever seen Bush do.
It's awesome. Somebody find that, paste it into my chat, and I'm going to put that in my next slideshow.
What an image.
Oh, man.
That's right. Bush was a patriot. God damn it.
Well, yeah, yeah. I mean, he fought in, Vietnam, but he was, 20 years late?
I think he was like a test pilot or something. I don't know.
I fought in Vietnam. I don't know about you guys.
I know.
I still have flashbacks. Are you kidding me? I still have flashbacks. It's terrible. Hey, let's take on another caller, shall we? We got this caller that's been waiting patiently. He goes by Two. What's up, Two?
Hi. First off, Anonymous, awesome. You guys are awesome. Now, somebody had told me that that Anonymous, ever since that, I don't know which one it was. Was it the Scientology one? But basically, four Anonymous people were arrested, and then because of that, Anonymous disbanded after that. Now, from what I know, Anonymous is really just a bunch of people with no leaders, right? Am I wrong for saying that? I mean, do you guys have an organization?
You know, I would honestly say, they like to say there's no leadership, but they end up following this popularity contest. You know, whether it be Cebu, whether it be Topiary, we always see the popularity contest go up, and whoever wins that popularity contest, that's who everyone goes with, and that's who everyone listens to. So, I mean, unfortunately, they like to say, hey, we have no leadership, but in a sense, there is a kind of pseudo-leadership role taking place.
Really? That's odd. After watching that movie, We Are Legion, from what I know, that it was just basically a group of people started from a chat room.
No, I
don't. But that's what I thought. That was the only documentary I seen on Anonymous. So that's what I go by. Why is not true?
Yeah, anybody can take a leadership role, and I say that with finger quotes. Okay, I'm not saying hey, we have decided this guy is our leader. I'm saying hey, this guy is really popular in the community, and everyone listens to him, so he acts as somewhat of a leader, is what I'm saying.
Okay. And, that's basically my point. So, yeah, I mean, from what the media makes it out to be, it seems like Anonymous has a CEO and a CFO and everybody underneath them.
No. They do make it out like, there's this president, the CEO, co-founder, these public representatives, but that's not the truth either. Anybody can represent them, and that's a lot of their downfall right there too, is that anybody can represent.
Yeah. And some representatives recently just took down the MIT website and defaced it and the Department of Justice site.
I don't agree with that shit. I really don't. You know, I don't remember what it's fucking called. JS Tour, is that what it's called? They put up a press release concerning, Swartz over there. And they were apologizing. Now, it sounds a bit generic to me, but they at least put something up saying, hey, you know, we're sad to hear about this, and this is why we were pressing charges, and you know, we feel bad. And like I said, all sounded generic to me, but they tried, you know. They tried to show some sort of sympathy, and I give them credit for that.
Okay, my last question is, Anonymous is not just a bunch of hackers, right? It's just it's more a bunch of people that are just like basically in a chat room. It's just a few of them are really good hackers. Am I correct?
I'm gonna say it bluntly. It's a bunch of morons, and you have a few good people here and there. That's all I'll give them credit for.
Oh, okay.
Mainly morons.
So you aren't part of Anonymous then, all right? I thought you were. I'm sorry.
I am ex-anon. I used to participate in Chanology. I still believe in standing up against Scientology. But since it got into all this moral fagging shit back in late 2010, I've been off board.
All right. Thanks, Vince, for taking my call. Peace.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, thanks, no worries. Yeah. Thanks. Hideous reverb there. Anyway, you want to call in and join the panel here? We still have Lee Stranahan on the line. We have X Knight, and we have Anon Sicko. What? Go ahead.
I'm not talking shit about Bush flipping off the Westboro Baptist Church. I saw a post that he attended the Westboro Baptist Church. I didn't see shit that flipped him off. And now I'm really disappointed, and I'm pretty upset at you, Ed.
I told you, he flipped him off. He did.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up. I want somebody to paste that video in my chat room. By the way,
no one attends the Westboro Baptist Church. There's not like I say, I live in Topeka. It's not like you can just, well, I'm going to go to that church. There's no, it's just the Phelps
yeah.
family.
And whoever they let into their group, they shouldn't even have church status.
All blogs are true.
Wow, the New York Times website is so annoying. It has a little pop-up audio clips.
Oh, man.
That is not cool.
According to this 100% legit blog, George Bush used to attend the Westboro Baptist Church in Kansas.
Are we reading from the Encyclopedia Dramatica?
No. This is a legit blog.
Are you typing it on Wikipedia?
Oh, sorry, it's a blog. Oh, it must be true if it's a blog. My bad.
That's what I'm saying.
Chronicle.
Oh, is this a Chronicle.su? Oh, is this just fresh off the presses from Chronicle.su?
It gets better. Fred Phelps performed the wedding ceremony for George and Laura Bush. Bush used to refer to Fred Phelps as his spiritual advisor and mentor. Fred Phelps baptized the Bush daughters. And that Fred Phelps served in a leadership role on Bush's first campaign for president.
Dude, start looking into his secret Nazi files, man. They're out there.
I wonder if any of that is true.
Dude, I don't fucking know. I didn't really like the guy as a president. I mean, he got a ton of speeches. I'm not even going there.
That's not the topic tonight. We're gonna talk about cybercrime and how these. Honestly, I think for what this kid was doing, first of all, I don't think he would have gotten 30 years or whatever he was facing. But I swear to God, every time somebody tweets it out, the number gets higher. At first it was like, he was only going to face 20 years. And then it becomes 30 years, 50 years, 1,000 years.
Yeah.
Why does the number keep getting bigger? Okay? First of all, I hate the sensationalizing. I'm sorry that this kid killed himself. It's fucking tragic. It's horrible. It's ridiculous. I think the penalty, the maximum penalty does not fit the crime, in my opinion. I think these kids have to toughen out. Don't go into hiding. Don't fucking take your life. You know, fight it out. Go for it, you know? It's just sad that people can't hang in there mentally.
Look, and that right there is the 100. It is the very reason why anybody who cares about things like freedom of information and the stuff that these activists and hacktivists or whatever are doing, when they're in their pretrial, spaces and times, support them. You know what I mean? If you can contact them, contact them, tweet them, call them, you know what I mean? Go buy them a beer sometime. Just make sure these people understand that they're not alone, because
exactly.
The government tries to separate these people from everybody who might feel similar to them. And that's absolutely not right. The government tries to silence these people once they get arrested, and that's absolutely not right. I think if you do something for a cause, for a reason like this, you should be able to explain to the general public why you did what you did. And some of these people don't have that opportunity anymore because of actions of our government. When how many bankers have been arrested for what they did? You know what I mean? How much crime and corruption can any of us right now, regardless if you're left or right or Democrat or Republican or whatever, can you find in the financial sector? And the government ignores that, but they hound these kids and young adults who are basically just trying to stand up for something that they believe in. And regardless of if you believe in what they believe in or not, something has to be said for at least standing up for what they believe in. And the government takes these kids, and once they make this statement, then they then cut them off from the rest of the world. So if you have the opportunity to support these people, please.
Listen, I've been friends with one of the 14 Anons who were involved with the PayPal stuff, right? And they're not really, government is not saying, hey, you can't get out and talk to people online, because they actually went and at first they weren't allowed to use the internet or they weren't allowed to communicate. Right now they're barred from using IRC, because it had something to do with their crime. However, they stepped in and they said, hey, not allowing us to use Twitter is, you know, impeding on our right to free speech. And they were able to get back on Twitter. All right?
Yeah,
they're not really...
No, there are still things they're not allowed to talk about. They're still... they're not allowed to talk to people, you know.
It's not that they're not allowed to talk about it. It's that if they do, they could be, you know, impeding on their case. They could be self-incriminating, you know. And nobody wants to incriminate themselves into a legal matter, especially like that. So they might not talk so much about their case because they don't want to incriminate themselves, right? Now, as far as who they're not allowed to talk to, other people involved in the case, usually. If you're involved with Anonymous, they'll say, hey, no communication with, you know, people that you know are Anons. But other than that, there's nothing stopping them from going out and finding new friends who are like them, think like them, maybe have the same issues as them, and getting help and support.
But you said they can go out and find new friends and everything, and that.
And, you know, they don't impede from talking to every one of your friends, man. You know?
What? I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
They don't sit there and stop you from talking to all of your friends. But if it's a case involving Anonymous, they will say, no communication with Anonymous. And that's out of fear that maybe you'll go and get some retaliation by going to the group and saying, hey, you know, they're going after me for this, and I want to get some revenge, you know, and having someone else commit a crime for them. Obviously, they don't want that, right?
Absolutely not. Yes, correct. You are correct. Okay, we're going to take one more break and then finish off the show. I'm hoping to entice our good friend Gonzo PhD to call in momentarily. He's been very active in the chat room. I know he's got a lot on his mind, a lot he wants to share. So in a way to seduce him to call into the show, I'm going to play a track off the new Dropkick Murphys record, which you all should check out. it's pretty fucking rocking. Here it is. It's called Rose Tattoo. Be right back.
This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, and then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, laid its head in many ports. I was guided by a compass. I saw beauty to the north. I drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I have these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo.
disorderly conduct. With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 86, un segnale in qualcosa.
Finish him!
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Hey, is this thing on? Hello? Did I just miss my cue again? Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, are we on? The Lulz boat has sailed ahoy. Is that what you're saying? The Lulz boat? Have you ever heard my rendition of the Lulz boat? If you have not heard my rendition of the Lulz boat, press 1 in the chat room. Let's see what we got here. Press 1. Okay, there's one more. There's two ones. Come on, folks. Vote now. My signature tune. I did. Called The Lulz Boat with featuring Ghost. That's right. Our old friend Ghost. All right. Here it is. Oh, yeah. Break it on down. Remember the summer of lulls? If not, maybe this will remind you.
Lulls. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you and lulls. Life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It flows back to you.
The Lulz boat.
It's so shocking and new. It's the Lulz boat.
Promise is laughing for everyone. Nya 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 nya. And Lulz won't hurt anymore. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's Lulz. Welcome aboard. It's Lulz.
Oh, yeah. You love it. You know it. It's in the Bay. We got a half hour left, and we're now joined by Gonzo. What's up, Gonzo?
Hey, how's it going, Vince?
Oh, you know, we're trying to get to the Lulz portion of the program. We had a fantastic report on Steubenville earlier, and then we got into the morbid ground of the Swartz suicide, and now we're just, I don't know, we're kind of marinating here for the last half hour. What would you like to add to the conversation here?
That was an excellent report by Stranahan on Italian cuisine in Steubenville. None of us could have done without that. Other than that, geez, you know, the whole thing went by in such a blur. I'm not even sure what to say.
I would like to, I guess, like
did
to.
Did you just yawn? Did you just yawn on my show?
I did inadvertently. I did inadvertently gasp for oxygen. It was just the idea.
Exactly
the ideas.
People get
it was
get
the
tired.
Idea of Stranahan. Go ahead.
No, that's me. It's not Stranahan. It's me that's putting you to sleep. Everybody complains about it. It's just a side effect of the show.
No, just the notion of Stranahan toothlessly gumming a meatball sandwich while trying to overhear what two old women are talking about, R.E., that rape case, made me yawn. I don't know, just the notion of it. What I'd like to see, since Lee has all this evidence, is since everybody, the whole Internet's doing it wrong, and in 72 hours, Lee, the master journalist, has managed to uncover the truth of the matter, which is apparently that none of us know anything about anything, and nothing is as it appears. I'd like to see some PDFs put up. I'd like to see a little bit of proof. I mean, I'm not totally backing the whole NYSEC play for sure, because that was clearly, I mean, Christ, something like that. It's clearly an error-ridden situation, but they did bring these like football towns and a football mentality. I mean, you got a town that's 18,600 people, and 10,000 of them come out, you know, once or twice a week for football, and the players can do no wrong and all this and that. And, you know, Stranahan's saying that, you know, everybody's got it wrong. And, I mean, it sounded like an awful lot of sort of rape apology to me. And I don't really think there's any apologizing you can do for rape short of spending some time in a very, very small barred room thinking about what you did. I don't think you can dissect it into, was she completely conscious when you know, and oh my God, the overwhelming notion that at 16 years old, that might be the age of consent. But I mean, what would you trust a 16-year-old with, Vince? The keys to your car? Would you let a 16-year-old watch
your
house?
Oh, hell no! Hell fucking no, dude.
Would you let a 16-year-old watch your house for a week?
No.
Well,
God,
okay.
No way. Hell no.
Right. Well,
she's
we've got
with her grandmother.
There you go. See, a lot of these age of consent stem from the 1800s, when at 16 kids used to get married and go get a piece of land from one of their parents or grandparents and build a farm and have kids. And I mean, I don't know of a 16-year-old that's competent enough to run a farm. Do you?
No, but they're out there. You just Google them or YouTube search, or you'll find one. There's these prodigy kids in everything nowadays. It's insane.
This is true. And apparently we found this year there's an Amish mafia. Now, that's what I'd like to see. Stranahan should go to Pennsylvania and do an in-depth piece on the Amish mafia. That's a story that really he needs to sink his toothless teeth into, because, I mean, when I buy Amish furniture, I want it to say made by Amish. I don't want some cheap Chinese shit. And Stranahan is just the sort of investigative journalist. He could bring Brandon Darby with him, and they could infiltrate the Amish mafia. They could even do a reality show, and it would just
That'd
be
awesome.
It would be incredible. Stranahan and Darby break down the Amish
Can
mafia.
Can I be an extra camera guy? I'm great with
you. You could be the camera guy, Vince.
Excellent. I have IMDb credits, dude. So I'm certified.
They could infiltrate wearing those funny little hats and the little collarless jackets. They could pretend to sell fake Amish furniture, and those three guys from the Amish mafia that are on that reality show could come in and
you
they
could
totally sit down talk
to
barn.
Totally sell it to A&E, six episodes at a time. Dude, let me bring back our panel. Stranahan, do you want to respond to any of that?
Well, I don't know who this person is. I don't know.
This is Gonzo.
Like, what are you?
Steve, Gonzo PhD.
I've seen the name. I just don't know, like, who he is and what he's done. I know he seems like the sort of insecure person who likes to tear stuff down and make jokes that he thinks are funny. But I don't know who he is. What do you do? What have you accomplished in your life? What do you like? Do you have a family?
No, Lee. This is all. This is about you, Lee. This is about.
No, it's about you right now.
Supposedly,
no, it's about you.
This is
Tell
about
us
what,
about you. No, no, it's about you. What do you do for a living? I'm curious.
Oh, we're not going to talk about that, Lee. Let's
no,
just
I'm
say I'm
no,
computer.
No, I'm curious. No, you're not going to talk about it, you pussy.
I'm a,
what do you do for a living, you pussy?
Oh, okay. Ooh, call names. There we go.
No, I am. Oh, you're right. Like, you didn't call me names. Like, you didn't call me names. Oh, like, you didn't get personal with me. You fucking pussy.
I'm
you
in the computer
pussy.
Business, Lee.
What do you do? Really? So what do you do in the computer business? Do you do programming or sales or marketing, or what do you do?
I let's say I'm in the Jimmy wrestling business, Lee, and I just wrestle.
I don't know. What, so, okay, so what do you do? Do you have a family? Do you have a wife, kids, anything like that?
Oh, Lee, I can't talk about that unless I'm asking for donations
now,
for something.
Aren't you
What's
nervous
that?
Now? What you're nervous?
No,
now, I can tell. No, you really are. What do you have?
I'm
I have a wife, and I have six kids. We lost a daughter last year. We had seven total, but we have six kids. Would you have a wife or kids?
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, Lee.
I'm not going to make fun
Genuinely.
Of you. I'm just asking. I'm just asking for you to deal. You're one of those pussies who hides behind the internet. You're a big talker, but who are you as an actual person? Why don't we get down to some real stuff? Who are you as a person? And tell. Why don't you explain what your act? You've never met me in your life, and you sit there like you're hiding behind the internet.
No, fortunately,
you don't use your real name. My name's Lee Stranahan. What's your real name, Gonzo PhD? What's your actual name?
You can call me Gonzo Lee.
No, what's your real name? See, this is what I say, pussy. You're a nervous little man who's accomplished nothing. You type a bunch of cliches on the internet, and you think you're something. You are a nobody who won't even reveal your real name. What? Like, I have no problem talking to human beings. Use your real name. Tell me a little about you. Are you married? You're divorced? I don't know. I'm not going to knock on you. See, I have no problem. If you're like, whatever your life is.
Why are you so mad, Lee? Why
because you know why? I have to sit here and listen to your bullshit for 5 minutes. You are a nobody coward who's accomplished nothing. If you want to ask an actual question, you're wasting everybody's time. Why don't you just talk about who you are and be a real person? What's your actual issue with me? Do you disagree with my politics? What's your actual issue with me? What is it?
You're the Wikipedia definition of a hypocrite, Lee.
No, I'm not a hypocrite at all.
You're a wannabe Mapplethorpe pornographer who went conservative when he couldn't. Lee.
That's not true. My history is all out there. My history is all out there. I've lived publicly under my own name, unlike you. You little anonymous pussy. You won't even say your name. What kind of jerk comes on and you won't even say your first name? You're afraid I'm going to track you down, nervous man? Is that what you're afraid of? If you tell me your name is John,
Lee,
you can't even tell me your first name? No,
I can say I can say calmly.
You are nobody. You are nothing. You are nobody. You are nobody. You are nobody. And you won't even be a real person. What is your actual problem? I'm not a hypocrite. My history is very clear.
This is so much fun.
No. Listen, I'm overclocking you because I have to sit here quiet.
He's known better than to challenge Lee. He's so sexually adventurous. He cheats on his wife. Come on, man. Anybody who's that cool, you can't come on here and just challenge him like that.
Yeah, dude. Relax. They're in the green room now. They're in the green room. All right. We got 20 minutes left. Do you guys want 20 more minutes of Gonzo and Stranahan going at it?
No, man. None of that personal shit needs to be.
Yeah,
why
do they always have to come down to that, dude? Just ad hominem attacks. That happened to me on Twitter earlier today. Like, I got blocked like the fastest ever. I didn't even like say anything malicious at all. I was just insta-blocked.
I don't know why they can't attack each other via their opinions on the topic at hand instead of just going into personal shit that nobody really, frankly, cares about.
Yeah, and that's what kind of bummed me out on the Commander X show I did. It was the exact same thing. It's just ad hominem attacks and, no real substance. I mean,
Commander X was bugging the fuck out of everyone, dude.
I thought he was a cool guy. I think
were the only one that thought that.
No, look, me and Commander X have had it out on Twitter a lot.
anybody who follows the both of us knows that a lot of stuff that he says rubs me the wrong way, and probably vice versa. And whatever, you know what I mean. I'm not here to make everybody happy, and I'm not going to make everybody happy. But whatever. There have been times when Commander X has done really good stuff, and I think that does get ignored in a lot of the day to day stuff. I think. When you like us and you're on Twitter, you know, however long we're on Twitter, some of us longer than others, you tend to forget some of the things some people did months ago, and you tend to only focus on what they said yesterday or the day before. And truth be told, you may not like Commander X, but he definitely has done some stuff like
Oh my God.
He's tried to do some good things.
I totally forgot. We've got a chick on the line.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Girl with Pocket Knights, GWP in the building. What's up, girl?
Word. Nothing. I just want to know what's wrong with you two taints. I mean, y'all are taint. Whining. Do you want me to call Taint Dracula and wipe your taints for you? Let me ask you something Vince asked me a long time ago. He said, GWP, if you could hope fuck anyone on this panel right now, who would it be? And I posed that question to both of you boys. Who would you hate fuck?
Wait, what boys, both of you, what two boys are you talking about?
I guess X, Commander X, and...
Okay, Commander X is not here, so...
Okay, well, the boy with the diarrhea spewing out of his mouth, he was pissed.
I have no idea who that is.
Well, he knows who he is. It was just like 2 seconds ago, so...
Well, okay, this is what we have. We have X Knight, we have Lee Stranahan, we have... Anon Sicko, we've got Gonzo PhD.
I think it's Gonzo PhD.
You think it's Gonzo?
Yeah.
Okay, Gonzo and Lee Stranahan are in the green room right now working things out.
Well, I want to know who they'd hate fuck.
Do you want to go in the green room and find out, or should we bring them out here?
Bring them out.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here we go, everybody.
Okay. Hold on to your panties.
I don't have to.
Were we in the green room the whole time?
Me neither.
Yeah, you were in the green room pretty much the entire time. You know what you missed? You know what you guys missed?
No.
Me and a girl with a pocket knife had live phone sex with
Anon
Sicko.
Hot-blooded.
Yeah, you guys are going to have
that.
His blood was spewing everywhere. You missed it. All because of your loud fucking mouth, you jerk.
When the show's over, go in the archives, guys. You'll enjoy it.
Oh, that was hilarious. Oh no, we had a nice little talk.
It was
good.
Fun.
Worked things out. That's perfect.
Did y'all make out? Yeah.
Well, we established I'm not a hypocrite. He can't say that anymore.
No, he's established. He's established that he's not a hypocrite.
Well,
did y'all hate
if you want to go back? If you want to go back in the green room, there's no establishing I'm a hypocrite. He called me a hypocrite because he said I'm a neocon who did porn. I said I'm not.
Well,
a libertarian leaning
conservative.
Well,
you are a neocon.
No, I'm not.
Porn.
I'm a neocon.
We love.
I'm a libertarian leaning conservative. I'm in favor of same-sex marriage. I don't care about that stuff. So I mean, I'm not hung up on. I'm not a prude. I don't care if two people.
Sound a little prudish. I'm gonna have to call you out on that. You sound like a prude.
How?
Just listen to yourself for a second.
No, I'm.
And how is it not prudy?
I'm the least prudish person.
Okay,
if I had like five
chicks really to your, you know, liking, tits, ass, legs, whatever you want, and then five dudes big old honking cocks or whatever you want. I don't know what you like, so anything you like. And they had pies filled, ready to go. What would you do with the pies and the mate of your choice? And go.
Well, was that a question?
Yeah.
I missed that. All I heard, what I heard was like tits and cocks and pies. That's all I heard.
See, that's what a non-prude says. That's what a prude's answer is.
Ma'am,
are you talking about a pie?
I'm just playing with you. I don't think you're prude. I think you're fantastic.
I think you're fantastic too.
Pardon?
How much have you had to drink?
All right, we lost.
Nothing, but I've been up all night, just drove really, really far. Fuck, and I'm a little delirious. I'm a little hopped up on coffee, and I'm not drunk. And I'm a little bit, you know, smoking the smoke.
Uh-huh.
No, the green stuff.
So this is what you put me in the green room for, Vince. That was what you, really?
Yeah, for hippie stoner hippie phone sex. Yeah, that's basically what the show turned into there for a while you guys were working it out in the green room.
All right, so let's get back on topic. So I was enjoying the intelligent conversations that were happening.
Bring it back. Thank you.
Yeah.
You were talking about the sensationalization of Aaron Schwartz's his penalty that he's facing or whatever.
That's fucked up.
I'm looking at a tech dirt article from back in September, so it's before his suicide. So while there may still be some sensationalizing here, it's just your typical sensationalizing and not he just killed himself, so let's make it look like it's the end of the world type thing. And in this one, it says he's facing 13 felony counts, 5 counts of computer fraud, 5 counts of unlawfully obtaining information from a protected computer, 1 count of recklessly damaging a protected computer, and 2 counts of wire fraud. Each of those carry 10 to 20 year per felony. So that right there, each of those counts carry a minimum.
It's like a lifetime.
That's like 3 times as worse as stabbing somebody.
Yeah, raping, murdering, you're exactly right.
The minimum penalty is 130.
Pedophilia get less than that. They get to walk on probation, half of them.
Now, albeit probably what's more likely to have happened in his case is he would have served, concurrently where all of his time will be served at the same time for each charge. So basically, he'll end up only facing the max penalty per charge or per whatever the most
30 years.
Yeah, so he'll face he'll get out in 20 years or whatever.
Does anyone know what the longest actual real sentence someone's serving for cybercrime stuff is?
No. But my friend's brother sold ecstasy and got 25 years in federal prison, and that is completely bullshit because he was just a kid too and literally turned 21 in prison. Got no time off for good time, nothing straight. 25 years.
Do you know who liked ecstasy, by the way?
Huh?
Do you know who liked ecstasy, Vince?
Andrew
Breitbart.
Oh yeah, I don't doubt it. That guy.
What killed him?
Dude, hang on a second. I kind of identified with him in many ways because just his whole concept of being a growing up culturally liberal, I can totally identify with that. You know, living in the Bay Area, I kind of see what he's talking about when he says that. And I definitely consider myself a cultural, grown up a culturally liberal. I kind of move more towards libertarian-ish leaning. Lean as a nice lean smoking machine for federal government. I mean,
but have you ever hung out with actual like libertarians, like libertarian party libertarians? It's not a real.
I consider myself more a little L libertarian, not libertarian.
Yeah. Part. The problem is in politics. This is the problem. Really, you got to go with the Democrats or the Republicans. That's it. If you want to be effective.
Yeah, you have to go with the Democrats.
Hence
Ron Paul.
God,
right.
we should have had him.
He was a lot better. He was a lot more effective. He won terms as a Republican. So this is the problem. I kind of like what Beck's doing, starting the Global Libertarian News Network thing. I think that's actually a smart move on Beck's part. And I think, God, dude.
Did I see right? Did Alex Jones go on Glenn Beck recently?
Yeah.
Oh God, I have to see that. I have to see that. Oh wow.
Morgan, that'd be great.
I saw Alex Jones on Turks, and it was not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy though. And I used to live in Austin, so I used to like see Alex on the public access show there.
Uh huh.
When he's a little less beefy. Alex is kind of looking like Van Morrison now. Did you notice that? He doesn't have the hat, but he's sort of got the beefiness.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You know what happened to Van at the end.
I have.
Oh, he's still alive. I'm thinking of Jim Morrison. He is not alive.
I think you're right. Correct.
Correct.
In fact, let's go. Let's see, judges. What do you think, judges? They're going to.
I know.
This is the part of Vince's show I like, where it's like sort of the very end of the acid trip, where you're like tired and you just want to go to sleep, but your brain's working. It's like it's like the very, very down part of an acid trip. This is a part of Vince's show I like. There's no other radio show I've heard that's as crazy as this.
Yeah, thank God it's almost over. we got 7 minutes left. That means just enough time for final thoughts. Let's go to X Knight first. Final thoughts, X Knight.
Oh, man. I just want to throw out a big up to, Guapo over on 2600, because I think he's listening right now and he asked me to, and I'm an attention whore like that. But it's been a great show, Vince. Really enjoyed a lot of the conversation. I think it's probably one of the, aside from a little bit of drama between Lee and, was it Sicko or Gonzo?
Gonzo.
I have no problem with Sicko.
Gonzo. Other than that, it's remained pretty drama-free. I think that's definitely a big change from the last few shows that I've been involved with. So,
right on.
I mean, it's one of the reasons why I've been avoiding the internet almost entirely. It's because everywhere I look, there's fucking drama and people arguing. And guys, everybody involved in this shit, that shit's getting old, y'all.
Fuck y'all! Just kidding. Well, I mean, like last time we had that fucking leprechaun on, and that was just bullshit, man. Oh, that little shit made me laugh. It sounded so fucking funny.
But I just get, like I say, I have no problem talking to anybody. Just be a real person. I just, it's so psychotic to me that people.
Wait, but I'm not a real person, Lee. You just said you have no problem with me. I'm not a real person. I asked, told you my name.
Yeah, no, I know, but you're not sitting there doing a little 5-minute monologue on what an asshole I am. So that's all. I mean, if you were sitting there, right? So like,
true.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the ad hominem attacks. Maybe a jab or two here or there, sure, fine. But let's stay on target. Stay on the topic.
I literally don't even know what Gonzo's problem. Like, literally, I don't.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Not like me because of politics, or I don't know what it is.
I don't know
that's
either.
Cool.
Stay final thought
here, guys. He's nice.
All right, so Lee, is there anything you want to say before we sign off here? Ready? Final thoughts from Lee Stranahan.
No, okay, I'll say one thing because I was mentioning the Breitbart thing earlier.
and with this guy's suicide recently. When Andrew died, it was really weird because suddenly my friend, everyone was talking about all these conspiracy theories about him. And I've talked conspiracy theories before, but I'll just say, when people start talking conspiracy theories about your friends, it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
So don't do that to this dude. Like,
yeah,
people, if you're going to talk about him being murdered, like, really, seriously, don't fucking
yeah.
think of
right.
You know
they're saying
at?
That he was being bullied by the FBI into killing himself.
I agree.
Yeah,
it's completely disrespectful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because when this guy's got a family and friends, and I swear to God, when they come back and there's like 8 million conspiracy theories, it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like the parents, they can't really put their head.
Get hold of that.
Still.
I'm sure Alex Jones has a conspiracy theory for Schwartz's death, guaranteed. The globalists got him, everybody.
They wanted to say that stuff about Andrew right away, and I wanted to go after people and just go, dude, you have no idea what you're talking about, so
yeah.
why don't you shut up? Because what people it's just people do it for entertainment. And I live in Dallas, and I like go by the Kennedy Assassination Museum, and I know a lot about that. That shit, I'm like, oh, gee, how much do Kennedys feel when there's, like, movies about the conspiracy theories? And that's all I'm saying. You know, the Schwartz thing.
That family has been through so much shit, dude. That's, it just comes with a name at that point. All right, we're running out of time. Sicko, final thought.
That was my thought.
It was great being on the show again, Vince. Are we going into overtime or are we leaving now?
I think we're gonna wrap it up.
Okay, cool. All right, well, everybody have a great night.
Nighty night.
All right, you guys are Patriot Greg. I don't know what's up, but all right, GWP, final thoughts before we sign off here.
Well, I kind of came in at the tail end of things, so my final thoughts are, just my thoughts go out to Aaron Swartz's parents and family and just all the people that really looked up to him. And, I don't know. I don't even have words for it. It's a tragedy. It's awful.
Absolutely.
He lost a great, great, great mind. Great person.
Right on. Well, thank you for calling tonight. I really appreciate it. It's great to hear you call in again.
Yeah, have fun. Thanks for having me on.
Anytime, sister. Anytime.
All right.
Wait, hey, do you have a Twitter account you can pimp?
I do.
Yeah, what's your Twitter account? Put it out there. I want to make sure I'm following you.
OneEyeOG.
OneEyeOG?
Yeah.
It's, how do you spell that?
Capital O-N-E, capital E-Y-E, little lowercase O-G.
OneEyeOG. Okay, I'll check that out on Twitter. All right, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. You got to don't be a stranger, all right?
Okay, I won't.
Good times. All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all the chit-chatter, except for Do You Even Van. He seemed to be spamming and scrolling a lot. I apologize for not being a better chat room moderator. Thank you, Callie, Little Lion, Mikta, Morzinu in the house, Melissa 13, Nick Knack, Radio Stranahan, Scarlet Kitty, who else? Thurfter. Talio, Vengeful Cream, Vert, X Knight, X You Out, and Gonzo PhD, Dougie Doug, Do You Even Van, Anon Sicko, and a shit ton of guest listeners. Thank you everybody for calling, and we'll see you again soon when I have the coup on, or Boots Riley of the coup on Thursday night. Here's a track from the coup. Peace out, everybody. All of you.
home just cried and cut mail. Your guns go off, it's time to bust mail. They can't have time to rush. They got the army turning bullets into gold. They got the hookers turning tricks into coal. And every time the police kicks in the dough, an angel gas break dips in the O. And even if a D-boy flips in my O, it ain't enough to buy shit anymore. Sleep in the doorway, piss on the floor. Look in the sky, wait for missiles to show. It's been a blow, cause they got the TV, we got the truth. They own the judges and we got the proof. We got hella people, they got helicopters. They got the bombs and we got the
we got the kidney. We got the kidney, you better run.
Tell the boss, call police to escort them. You don't ride out them lies, you just quote them. Get offline, plug into this modem. No, you can't outvote them, the rules are still golden. Only jewels we holding, just regarding our scrotum. If you press your ear to the turf that is stolen, you can hear the sound of limitations exploding. Please, sir, may we have another portion with children of the beast that dodge the abortion. Next place firm between the floor and the portion. We'll shut your shit down, don't call it extortion. Caution, we're coming for your head. So call the feds and get files and shred. Every textbook read said bring you the bread. But guess what, we got you instead.
We got the kidney. We got the kidney. You better run. We got the kidney. We got the kidney. You better run.
Take down your pants.
Are you on the level?
You're gonna take down your pants or do I have to do it for you?
Thank you very nice.